Shem's first place to say, Davar alarm, speak to Aaron, your Marta, he love. What is well as a Neiros, lighting the candles of the Menoira, El Mulgna Menoira Yeiru, to the face of the Menoira they should be facing, Shivas Haneiros. Rashi says, Vahaloiska, Loman Ismach, the Parshas Haneiro, the Parshas Haneiroian. Why is the parasha of the Menoira right next to the parasha of the Nesiim on the previous parasha? Because when Aaron saw the Chanukas on the Nesiim, they brought Karbonis for the Chanukas on his Beach, Chol shows Daitai. He wasn't with them, not him, not his Shevet. So for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mephayis and he appeased him. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayach HaShalkot B'Doylu Mishalohem. Your Chaylik is greater than their Chaylik. You're going to light and you'll be made to the neighbor. So everybody asks, like, what was the special pierce of the Menorah? First of all, what was bothering Aaron? And what was the special pierce of the Menorah? How did this take care of that pierce? So the Chaim HaKadosh said, as the Gemara in the Sefer Menachos, that Peches, how exactly did he clean out the cups of the Menorah? So one man Dumber says the cups were removable. He took them out, and he cleaned them out, he wiped them out with a sponge, he put shemen in them, and he put them back.
What happened to those sponges?
What?
What happened to those sponges?
I guess, I guess they kept it, the Dover should be usually had.
They made the wicks out of that.
Either that, or it could be they burnt it or whatever. There's another mandama that says that the cups were not removable, but even if he got mandama, he was able to bend it over, so he was able to clean it out. But if each mandama, the Rechaim HaKadosh says that Aaron had something that the other in the scene did not have. Because since every day he took out the cups, he was remaking the menorah every single day. Or he was bending it out of shape and putting it back again. So this was a Chanukah of the lighting of the menorah on a daily basis. So Mimela, it was his own, it had its own Maila, that every single day there was a new, chinuch of the Menorah. I saw brought down the shame of Tzadik HaKayim, that there's a Shtikul Remez over here, because the Menorah represents Chochmas HaTayim. Because I'll say, the Chol Yon Yiyu Ben Nefekah Kadoshes. Every day you have to approach Torah, to be Mechadosh Chidushay Torah, or to hear something new, to remain fresh, to have that Hizchashus, that's what the Menorah represents. The Aaron HaKohen had a chelik in that chinuch of the Menorah, that is chashis every single day, that was given to Aaron HaKohen, which the other Nesim only had once, and he had it on a daily basis. The Pasuk says, Kisoylus Bonum Uvonis Menoshantem, they'll get old, Boris, they'll get old and familiar. That's one of the greatest tests in Avodah. When people get old and they lose their freshness, then they tend to have a Yerida. The Indian of the Menorah, which represents the Chachmas HaTorah, the Cholon Yiyu Beinecha Kachadoshes. On that the Pasuk says, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yiyu Shivas HaNeiros, towards the face of the Menorah, the candles should illuminate. So the Sipurna says, what is the face of the Menorah? It's the middle pipe that comes out. And the three flames on the right should face towards the middle, and the three flames on the left should also face towards the middle. And the middle one is the middle. So the Sephora says, what's the ramus over here? Pasuk says, Oirech Yaman Bimina, the smile of the above. The right of the Menorah represents Lamayminimba and Sama the Chai. Those that go in the right way, they remain in learning. The smoyal Aishiv Kavit that represents the people that go into Parnas. So they have to be leaning towards the middle. They each should be Machavim L'Shem Shamayim. Those that are Oisik and Torah on the right, they face towards the left to be Mashpia on those that have Parnas. And Lehepa, those that are on the left that are Mepharnas, that those candles have to lean towards the other side, that they have to be Mepharnas, sort of like Yisachar Zevulun. That is the Tachlis Avriya. And the Sipurna says that in order for the Menorah to give off that light that's Mashpia L'mayla, it the Davka has to be done in such a way that those that learn Torah Mashpia on the others, and those that are on the other side that are Isaac and Parnassa, they're mashpia, and they give bracha, and they support those that sit and learn. And that's also what Shadi says when it says in the pasuk, "Vayanu kolam yachda asav nishma." That is that shutvis between Yisachar and Zebulun, that Yisachar is mashpia on those that work, and those that work, they get payach, and they're mefarnes those that are sitting and learning. Some Sefer says it's a little different to have. Some Sefer says that person has different kaifas. All of those kaifas all have to go to the Derech HaMamutze. If the Rambam always says that a person in every midah always has to take the middle approach. So the different midahs that a person has, his right, his left, they always have to be facing towards the middle. The best way to take is the Derech HaMamutze. Vayas came Aaron state and Bostik, and Aaron did like he was told. Kashitiv Hashem is Moshe's of Rashi. Lahadid Shochri Shal Aaron Shalishina. He teaches us the praise of Aaron. He did not deviate, he was not Mashani, he did not change from that which I could have devoted from told.
Yes. Yes.
He needs another filter. It's very dirty, the air condition doesn't work because of that.
To teach us the praise of Aaron, he didn't change. So the question is, everybody is like, what's the big schmach? The praise of Aaron is the Rahavim, the Aaron HaKoyim, the Kodesh Elyon, to change a little bit from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The Prat is not such a very difficult thing to do, to make sure that the candles are leaning towards the middle and everything is done. Like, what was the big gagos? The Alter from Kalm said that a person is not, the uptights of a person, the gagos of a person, is lobbed out in the big things. Big things, a lot of times a person has a big union to take care of the Malvik Chesed, to take care, or to be Makadashim Shaman, like I'm already Kazakh. But a lot of times people are tested in how they're medactic in the little things. That they don't take the little things lightly. The tendency is, it's only the little things, so relax in it, you know, it's like an union, but I'm not going to take it so seriously. Of an emistic of the Chinna, if a person is dubbed by Hashem, is when he does the little things and he does it with his lahavas. But this Chazal said, "Have you zored the mitzvah kala kevachamur?" The marshal. Let's take a look at Rama Avinu. Rama Avinu, the Achnos Zorah, the Torah makes a big deal about the Achnos Zorah. What was it? Three Arabs come to his door. You know, not big tzaddikim. As far as he was concerned, they weren't big tzaddikim. There were three Arabs. They may very well have known that by the Zohar. He was talking Chosh to everything like that by the Zohar. He don't want them to come to his house. And what happens? My Mishnah said, the El HaMokah Ratz Avram, he's Shlishi L'Milwasai. You know, and he goes, commands Zohar to do this, and tells Yishmael to do that. It's like a major thing. What is there? You have a guest by your house, and they're not exactly the most Chosh of the guests. The Teretz is that by Gedolah, if it's the Bar Hashem, even the tiniest Bar Hashem is far and beyond what we could imagine. So that's what Peshat over here is. L'habish Ravish Al-Aaron, that he have the eyes to see that even a Pa'ula Ketana, even a question of leaning the candle in this direction, this is a major thing. And why is that? Because it says Kashativa Hashem Es Moshe. Anything that's Kashativa Hashem Es Moshe, we haven't an idea of how great it is. Tells the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Meir loves that. So I used to say, by grace and mention, then an historic complainant. By great people, there's no such thing as a trivial matter. Because if the Avodah is Hashem, even the tiniest thing is a major thing. Somebody said over, Talmud of Isaac Sher. Isaac Sher was a Shishiva Slavotki in Europe. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he reopened the Slavotki Yeshiva. So somebody was there, Makurav, to Rav Isaac Sher, the first share that he gave, there were four Talmudim. Four Talmidim, and there was some Balabatim that didn't have much shyness to understand what he's talking about. But he is the only thing that's a Nebuch, you know, this is Isaac Sher, this is Slavotki, he gave Sturim, the Mamish, hundreds of Bachrim, probably there's four Bachram listening, a few other Balabatman. I'm always thinking, you know, it's a never. But he gave that shiur that does not take it. He's giving the shiur to a yeshiva. This is a yeshiva. Makes no difference if it's a lot or if it's a little. Of Lamaisha, this is the Avodas Hashem. This is the Ratzon Hashem. The Hislahavos that he had over here was no different than when he had it in Slobodka. That's what Haggad Shrok and Shalayim Shalishina. By Dabar Hashem al Moshe, the Midbar Sinai, Bashonah Hashemis, with Tay Sami Eretz Mitzrayim, Bachoydish Harishain Lemon. This is the first month. This was in Nisan. Second year, Nisan. This was the second year. The Yashu B'nai Yisrael has a Pesach B'mayadai. The B'nai Yisrael should make the Korban Pesach in its time. So Rashi points out over here that the parsha in the beginning of Bamidbar was said in Iyar. This parsha here, which comes later, was said in Nisan. And the parsha in the beginning was said in Iyar. It says over there, Bachodesh Hashem. And this is Bachodesh Arishen. So that means that parsha was said after this parsha. So Rashi, L'madator she'en seder mugdum u'ukhar ba'tayr. There is no order necessarily of the parashis of the Torah. Okay, but why would the Torah say that? There has to be a reason why he said it out of order. And mugdum u'ukhar ba'tayr. But you have to give a sib of why Taki did he change the order. So Rashi says, because this is a big news on Shal Yisrael. This parish is a shtickle news for Klal Yisrael. Shekol arvorim shomer shahoyi Yisrael b'midbar, v'yikrivu el pesach zevolvah. This is the only part of Pesach that they brought in the midbar. It's a bezayin for Klal Yisrael, that they were areiwim, they weren't gemal, and so on. So it's a bezayin, so he pushed it off to over here. He didn't put it at the beginning of the table. So, tells him, gosh, what did he gain? By pushing it off over here. Sayyidul said, we're learning it. And Sayyidul said, we see the design of Klal Yisrael. So what do we gain by putting it over here? The Miriam Ashgiach from Yeruchim Lubavah says, the Tami Lekosh Rabbah says, from here you see how much the Torah is medagdic with Kovanah Briyash. That even if it's already necessary to write the Gnusim Shal Yisrael, you have to try and be makdin it, you have to try and minimize it as much as possible, and to push it off, even if it's a couple of parashiyos or whatever, and even if Sayyidul said you have to do it. See, but if you put it in the beginning, people usually in the beginning, it grabs their attention. In the beginning of the Sefer, Nusim Shal Yisrael, usually if it's pushed a little bit to the side, so people don't give it so much attention. So you see from over here, and hey, and I'm drawing my gim, that even if Nusim Shal Yisrael is going to be Megalit, however, it does it in a way where it's not mamish great galya out in the open. You see, a similar you say in the beginning of Dvarim, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the lashon of the Torah is Eilat Dvarim Shadiva Moshe Kol Yisrael Devar Ayarim Bamidbar. Barava, Melsub, Ben Parn, Ben Toifel, Vilova, Vachatseiros, Vidizaha. So, Rashi says over here, Lovan, Vachatseiros, Vidizaha are all Ramazan to different Averis that they did. Lovan is, the other said they didn't find such a place, right? No, what was it that they were Mavazan the month, which was Lovan? Vachatseiros, Machukosai, Shalkairah, these are the Egel. The Torah says in Biramisa. The Harshim has the Kasha over there. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu says it to Beirut. So why would it, what are you gaining by saying in Biramisa? The Torah is, look how Moshe Rabbeinu had to say it. Of the Biffle Akendus Matrazan. Look, it clearly didn't want to discourage them. He said it to Derek Biramisa. At the end, he back had to say it. Thus is covered up here. So brought down one of the Talmidim of Rav Aaron Kotler. He said, oh, the Rav Aaron visited Eretz Yisrael. He used to stay by his Sharon Shvir, Mrs. Alma Meltzer and the Rebbe's. And after Mrs. Alma was left, he used to go anyway with his Rebbe's. He used to stay by his Shvir. So for states that Rav Aaron's there, people come to speak and learning, there's the Mates, you know, to hear Das Torah. So a group of Talmidim Chachamim came and sat. the Rav is speaking to them, and he notices that this figure is looking out of the kitchen, you know, peeking out, you know, then a few minutes later, peeking out, she chop, that she put out cake for the Yoylem, and she wanted to make sure people were reading. The Rav says, no, I didn't better make a bracha. So a couple of them says, it does from Weinberg. From the Weinberg Bakery, the Weinberg Bakery, would you do it for me? Does it from Weinberg? And Ryan says, yo, Weinberg, this Weinberg, not the bracha. And he made a bracha in the end of that. After everybody left, the man turns to his Talmud. He says, Dachmuth and Seif. Weinberg is Efshur Humra and then Rabban. Right? Here you're talking about being Ravaz and Sonoma. And you're talking about being Ravaz and Ammon. You're talking about being Ravaz and Ammon, Asian's father, who herself was on a very high vibration. But that was the safe and covered on Rias, you know, how and when and who. I might have mentioned the Maisa that Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld once went together with Ruth Cook. They took a journey to different cities to be Mepharsim, Shmir Shabbos. So a number of Rabbanim that were there, and yet at the end, they came to Ruth Cook's house in Yafa. The Rebbetzin had prepared things for everybody, and they put out tea, hot tea, steaming hot tea. And so Yosef Chaim's son was with him, and he wanted to talk about the time of today. He prepared very often. His amais, Yosef Chaim takes the game, and he sort of like, he drinks a little bit. He went like this, and you know, he put it out of his mouth. But it looked like he was drinking. He said, "Who is on this? The Nihai?" He said, "Partially." He said, "We came into the house, the Rebbetzin prepared, you know, whatever." He was like, "I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to make like I'm not eating, you know." He said, "I had a kindness." I was like, you know, he at least had to put it in his mouth, you know, whatever.
And burn his mouth.
Yeah, probably burned his mouth, yeah.
It's a Avraham Avinu.
What?
The Malachim said it's a Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, okay. I don't think the Malachim, you know, they felt it. Okay. And he felt what? There it goes, yeah. Right? Yeah. By Davar Hashem al Moshe Lamer, Asei l'choshtech atzoytzis kesef. Make for yourself two trumpets of silver. Miksha. Tasoisa, chiseled out. Vahoyalachal mikra ha'edo will be to call out to the edo of a masa as an athlete and to cause the camps to start traveling. So Rashi says, I say, Lachor, Ato oisil mishnamish bam, the way I said. You should make it and use it for nobody else. Stop from saying why. What was the edo here? That you should use it, nobody else. I always thought Moshe was the one that Moshe Rabbeinu himself used. That is a special kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu pek hodos that was pal daber boy that somebody else should use it. That was, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was mura me'on. That's what I always thought. It's sort of the volume of shot from a late guru. It's the Shishivam Gates. Actually, he said it over in the name of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. He said that every single generation needs its own katzaytus to gather together, to galvanize the machana. In other words, the koil has to be the same. The koil, the das teira, the limudim have to be the same. But every generation understands things on its own basis. And the chatzaytus are the kalim, is the emtsoi, is the hechatimts of how to bring about that koil. The generation of Moshe was on Isma Dreger, that already was not good anymore for Yeshua. And every single generation has its Egan and Kaili and how to get through to them. Now, Moedik, somebody told me, a Darshan over here in town, I don't know if he wants me to mention his name, but a Moedik Darshan. He once spoke one of the girls' schools somewhere. And his derech is that he says a Milson of Yichasa, or a second Milson of Yichasa, or a third, right? Fine, with Moedik. I'll pay him as well. And I don't wish things would live. So the Mahelis of the school, who was from the old school, he was over to me afterwards, he says, you never saw such a thing, you know, such a thing. You always saw that everything was serious, everything was done. She told her over his book from Yekas Kulabowski, I say, every single generation has its own life. So she was blown away by this book. You know, it's 100% honest. Every single generation hasn't taken the Chatzaitris. Right? The Satmar Rebbe, I heard this, there was once that a big Machana from Satmar that spoke here in town. He said over the problem, said there was a Rebbe in one of the Satmar Moises that apparently wasn't doing so well. In other words, he needed some chinuch. The Satmar Rebbe said he would speak to him. I called him over and started speaking to him. He said, my father was a munch in chinuch, and he gave me over all the matzeches to chinuch. We told Satmar Rebbe. The Rebbe told him that you might have all the keys to chinuch, but the locks have changed since then. Typical. Yeah. Every generation needs to take the keys. Every generation has its own locks. And every generation needs its own key. And that's what I say, L'cho chatzaitris, L'cho, and not to anybody else. Vayoymer. Moshe Rabbeinu shver, Yisroi wants to go back home. Vayoymer, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisroi, I'll not tazel a son, please don't forsake this. Ki alken yodata chanisein b'midbar. You know our encampments in the Midbar. Well, you saw one of my nine. You'll be to us for eyes. You'll guide us. What am I sure they want with it? Israel will guide us. What's he going to guide him? So the man says, oh, we are tight, Bara. Yisrael says, please don't leave us, because you will be a guide in the Midbar when we conquer the different lands. And you will show us the way where we should go. Apparently, Yisrael was a mumkin to draw him. You know these ways, and the man you will guide us to tell us exactly where to go. It's up to the master to tell us. And I mean, I've covered guiding them everywhere, and I mean, I've covered flattened everything, and I mean, I've covered took care of everything. So what's the shadow here? We need Yisrael to guide us exactly where to go. So the Chevron of Rosh Yeshiva, as soon as these liberators, that's how it says, that even though a nation takes care of everything, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that a person should be knowing the Derech HaTev as much as possible, and not to be Semecha on Nes. Ramban says that one of the reasons why they used to count the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar is just like the Melech does as they're about to go into war, they count the troops. So here also, they were ready to go in Derech Yisrael. In the beginning, they weren't going to wait 40 years. They were ready to go in Derech Yisrael. So they counted the truth before him to know exactly what the numbers were. He said, that's the shot over here by Moshe Rabbeinu telling Ruel, Chayve. Then Ruel, you know, we're traveling now. So we want you to be the guy to tell us exactly where, what's the best way to go in. Actually, it's the Iker. Over as much as we can do, we do. The Ramban also says at the beginning of next week's parish, in Parish of Shlach, that the emphasis of the idea of the Semper Rabbi was a good idea. The Exema was a good idea. Because even though you can be Semper Hanak on this Baruch Hu, over the Maisha, as much as you can do Vidarach HaTeva, you do Vidarach HaTeva. The problem is what they did with that afterwards, right? They became misguided over Lechitchila. The Exema idea, Yeshua did the same thing later on. Because as much as you can do Vidarach HaTeva, you do Vidarach HaTeva. Despite the fact that you have the name. But the Balei HaTosfos say over here a different shot in Vayisa Le'inayim. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisroi that those that see you here, that you came here with us, they will see how great the Ma'ariv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Why? Because you were at the top of the world where you were, and you left everything that you had, and you came here to be with us. So that shows, that's mechazik them in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his nisim in the flood. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told. I had a heard in this. Was pshat. He even had everything. He had the biggest degree of shayach. They had the nisim, the mom, the nani HaKadosh, Ma'ayim Har Sinai. So what did they need over here? What were they gaining over here? So I had a heard that the pshat is, there might be those amongst them that might think mice on the other side of the world, political side, out there, they're living a normal life. Maybe we'd be better off over there. But you see, Yisroel came here, and Yisroel staying with them. Yisroel, he had to break, he had everything, he had covered, he had doula. But if he left all of that and he came here, that will take away any doubts, any stakes within the people that the other side is better. I've said over numerous times that the Uri Zohar, when he first left show business, he became a Baal Tshuva. So one time he was in Bnei Brak for some function, and there was a newspaper reporter there. The reporter asks him, who's going to get more schar, you or these kids that grew up in Bnei Brak? He meant to say, geez, you know, what are they giving up? They were raised like this. You gave up so much, you know, you should be getting a lot more schar. There's no way that they're going to get more schar. He says, maybe me, I saw the other world. I saw it garnished and garnished to zero. So for me to come in and give that up was nothing. These kids are sheltered, they're isolated. There might be a mashover that enters the child. Maybe there's something out there in the world. And they're fighting that. They get more stuff. But that's the heroes that Yisra gave them. In other words, let the economics, that tremendous clarity. Of course there was that something. Maybe there's something good. If we have freedom out there, so we didn't enjoy freedom in the tribe, but how about if we had freedom in a regular matzah? What would that be like? Garnished and garnished. You see, Yisroel is at the top of the world over there. He enjoyed everything. And when Maisi came here. So that Hasugya, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to have. So even though they knew about it, Yisroel was here already. Everybody knew. But if you're constantly here, and it's in front of you, you see it on a daily basis, Yisroel is here. But I'm just spoke that the Lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu uses is, V'hayisalanu le'einayim, you will be our eyes. Every new Hasagya in Ruchnias is like you have a totally new vision, it's like a new set of eyes. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Nazakeni Valai Taisis is saying it, V'hayisalanu le'einayim, by giving us this Hasagya, you will be our eyes. That's the shot in the Daz Kandy Valley, I think. Just one more short Machshava. And when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe, Yitzhak Moshe al Hashem Lamer, Kael no Rifa no Lo. Five words. Kael no Rifa no Lo. Hashem, please be Merapah. The Alkut Shemaini brings down the Medrash. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu out of the field? Why do you shorten the field? You think it's a tzarah. The sister is a tzarah. Why do you shorten the field? So there's two pshatim brought down in the Medrash. One pshat is, so the Kali Yisrael should not say, oh, you know why he's out of the field? Because it's his sister. The Nikot is his favoritism over here. In order that people shouldn't say that, stay away from the pshat. There's another pshat. The Meracher. So the Klal Yisrael shouldn't say his sister is in Tzara and he's standing in the Ma'ariv Tefila. Sister's not in Tzara, what's he in the Ma'ariv Tefila for? What kind of a time is that? The first shot makes a lot of sense. He's favoring his sister. Well, what's that? His sister is in trouble. He's being Ma'ariv Tefila. I want you to know the shot. The Tefila is not merely asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs. He was his doctors without a Baruch. It's a special pleasure. It's a chaylik. The person could attain Ruach HaKadosh for them. It's a tremendous night. It's very easy to have a Shema Esrei for hours. Because they are bonding with HaKadosh Baruch. It's cleansing. It gives them new Hasagas. And it's a tremendous time. The Meir Yisrael would say, busy Isaac in his own personal room, he's a pleasure. His sister is suffering. That's the Shantan's Medrash over here. That tells you what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is not merely asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our tefillah. Tefillah is connecting with Hashem that brings a person a tremendous, tremendous time. I might have mentioned this already. When Yaakov Kamenetsky said over that he used to follow the altar. Mamish used to follow the altar. Mamish used to observe him. He used to sit by him when he davened to watch his tefillah. The altar once told him, I know that you're watching me while I daven. You better open Isaac and your egg in your feet. So time they had to run away because there was a civil war going on. So they were staying, I forgot already which town. And they were davening in a room. There was a skylight in the room. And the altar was engrossed in Shemona Esrei. And some bomb exploded right outside the window and it shattered the windows and it shattered the skylight. The place was strewn with lead. And the altar continued in Shemona Esrei. When we finished the Shemona Esrei, she said, How did this happen? He had no idea that there was an explosion. What's the shot? That's the way they said, you can make bombs without putting his boat and they connect. You know, they want to sell yachin. That's what the Medrash says over here. He'd be mild in the fever when his sister is in pain and sorrow. His sister is in pain, he'd be mild in the fever. He's Isaac and his egg and looking at the timing, but that gives us a hasogia of what the Emes Dikin Tefillah is.